welcome to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty. Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Saturday AM Live. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule in this wonderful, busy month of July as we blast into the summer. And I really hope that summer has arrived. It finally hit the Northwest and we've crested above 80 degrees. Our nights are still down into the 55 to 60 degree range, so please don't send me hate mail or email for that. But that's one of the blessings. I know there's a lot of, one of the blessings of living out here in the Northwest, I know there's a lot of people whose temperatures don't drop below 80 at night. And so I feel for you. I really do. Because this is the reason why we live here and we don't live anywhere else, because we do have that benefit. Let's get underway. Pat and Suzanne Truax are with us today. They are Diamond Wellness Consultants from Sugar Land, Texas, which is just west of Houston, small little metropolis of about 4 million people. I just have to put that plug in because that's the area where my wife is from, and so anytime I talk about Texas, I have to, you know, give these little commercials. So Pat, Suzanne, first of all, welcome to the call.
Thanks.
And I have to tell a quick funny story that, Suzanne, I thought I was listening to you yesterday on a CD.
Funny.
Yeah, it was funny because about halfway through it, I thought, oh, this isn't Suzanne. This is Sherry Marshall. It was a great
That's
CD.
A super compliment. That's
yeah, it was. Because you did a really good job, but it wasn't you.
Well, Sherry's awesome.
I thought I didn't know Suzanne had a conference call and she did this kind of thing, but I, you know, that doesn't mean I know everything about you guys, but anyway, after it was done, I thought, that was not Suzanne. Here I'm going to pay tribute to her, and that was actually Sherry. So now I need to call Sherry and thank her for doing such a great job on the CD. So let's get right into y'all's story. Little bit of Southern accent there for you, Pat, if that helps. I'll try not to speak Northwestern, and after living in Dallas for 2 years, I'll try and do the Southern thing if that makes it easier on y'all. Go back to how long has it been since you have been blessed to be Nikan Wellness Consultants?
Well, let's see. Actually, my wife signed up to be a customer, a wholesale customer buyer, back in December of 1996.
Okay, so we're going on now, what is that, 16 years?
16 years.
Okay, and Suzanne, I'm curious, why just a customer?
Well, because, you know, who pays retail, right? Who pays retail? So, you know, it just started like that, and, you know, I had already seen, you know, some results with my best friend, Lisa, who had a condition, you know, that starts with an S, neuralgia, you know, and had seen, you know, just phenomenal things for herself and for her mom, who is a world-renowned model. And at that time, she was in her 70s and had just seen crazy things happen with her, with the Mag Boys. And also, I had the influence of a physician here at Baylor who had done a small pilot study with the magnetic insoles with post-polio patients, and he had we had an encounter, and he, you know, knew what was going on with Pat, and he said, "Listen, I don't know what these products will do for him, but I think it'll help with his pain." So, you know, I didn't know what in particular I needed for Pat, but we had already spent so many $1,000s trying to help him in, you know, his situation, that I just thought, okay, you know, I'm going to buy everything the company has, and I'm going to buy it at wholesale.
So basically the mentality of what have we got to lose, and Pat, I'm curious from your perspective, because I know Suzanne can share this as well, but what was your condition? What were you dealing with?
Well, you know, I was rocking and rolling back in 1992. I was at the top of my game. I was in charge of retail management for an oil company and was running several stores for them in southwest Texas, and sitting at a red light one day, a gentleman hit me from behind. I was in an old pickup truck minding my own business, had my two sons with me. We were just listening to the radio. Actually, it was on Thanksgiving morning, about 7 o'clock in the morning. It was a beautiful day, and we were laughing and playing, and we were on our way to help a friend of ours move. So we had the pickup truck. Everybody calls you when you have the pickup truck, you know.
Sure.
So we had an old 78 Chevy pickup truck, didn't have a headrest or anything, had seatbelts, thank goodness, and we were just sitting at a red light parked and minding our own business, and it was on a four-lane highway, and somebody not paying attention just ran up behind us and hit us, and when he hit me, my head snapped over the seat cushion and went through the little glass window, and it crushed my skull, and when my neck snapped forward, I fractured the bones in the neck, and they sliced part of my spinal cord, and so I wasn't doing too well. I'd lost the use of the left side of my body from the nipple down, and was partially disabled, and became a partially disabled, not using the pain word, extremely discomforted person.
That was awesome, honey.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was a good word choice there, Pat.
I know. And I was being so creative. And then 4 years into this, after Suzanne being in the medical world, of course, we went through surgery and then pain management and then physical therapy and everything else she could drag me to for 4 years looking for some kind of solution. And then a friend of hers called her one day and said, hey, you know, I'm using these magnets and they seem to be pretty good helping me. And then a doctor, she ran across a doctor who was doing that
polio study,
and he was getting some pretty good results. He says, why not? Why not try it? It was pretty funny because I wasn't open to it at all. I had 4 years of trying everything in the world, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm getting up. You know, this thing's not going to ever get better. I'm going to have to learn how to live with it, and I wasn't doing too well. I kind of bitter a little bit at the world. A lot of people do end up that way, and I hurt all the time. You know, when you hurt all the time, you're taking way too many medication for discomfort, and unfortunately, I was doing other things along with my medication to try to cut the discomfort, and just kind of living in my own little world. Then one day, the UPS guy shows up with all these products from this wonderful company called Nikon. At that time, though, I didn't think it was wonderful. I thought it was, oh, my gosh, what did you spend your money on? What did you do now? And she says, I called her at work because the guy showed up. And, of course, you know, it was hard for me to get to the door, to get the door open because the left side of the body doesn't work. And so I finally make it to the door and get the door open, and this guy brings in a bed.
Pat, I have to ask the question to clarify here because if we go back years wise, because people don't know, I mean they can't see you just listening. How old were you or how young were you when the accident took place?
Wow, that's a rude question.
I know, and as a guy, you should be offended.
I'm so offended. I mean, gosh, that's 16 years ago. Let's see here. If I have to do the math. What would I be? 46.
Okay. So the time of the accident, you were 46?
I was 46.
Okay. Okay.
Well, wait a minute. Now I was 46. You're going back 42.
That's what I thought. I want to do that correctly. So basically,
I mean, well, 46 when the stuff showed up at the door, 42 when the accident happened.
Okay.
So I was pretty healthy at 42.
Okay.
I'm still pretty healthy, though.
Right. No. And I would not disagree with that at all. I wanted to kind of lay the foundation here so people understand that we can encounter things. For me, it was, you know, I was 22 when I had a back injury, and, you know, and I thought I was at the, you know, top of my game until that took me out. But I mean, I was still able to function, live, and nobody really knew what I was dealing with, and I didn't have to do the medication route. I just learned how to deal with it. Until Nikon arrived in our life. But what all these boxes arrived, you make it to the door. Did you guys have any instructions or Suzanne, did your friend say, okay, you want to, what on earth did you buy? It's like, because I'd ask the same question as a husband, you know, what is it and what do we do with this stuff? Was that the question that was going through your mind, Pat?
Oh, no. No. Not exactly. Well, yes, kind of. A little bit. I mean, it was... First off, I thought it was a mistake.
He couldn't figure out why, if he couldn't feel the, you know, his body, why we were going to put magnets on there. That was the main thing.
I couldn't wrap my head around a magnet doing anything for a person. Or, you know, I just... Refrigerator magnets. I mean, industrial magnets.
It was a lack of knowledge.
Yeah. It was my confused state of mind at the time that was medicated and not the sharpest knife in the drawer, of
anymore.
Course.
Anymore? You weren't one time, but by this time you weren't.
Yeah, and but I just, you know, what she told me was she didn't know what to buy. She didn't know anything about the product. She didn't know what to do. So when
but I trusted a friend.
Her and Lisa sat down, and Lisa says, well, what do you want to try? And she says, I have no idea. Why don't we just get one of everything? And I said, one of everything? And she said, yeah. So she just bought the whole catalog. I mean, talk about being impetuous. I mean, you know, that was, hang on one second. Y'all take over.
Okay. There you go. Okay.
You're killing me. You're killing me. Well, Suzanne, what I think is so beautiful about what your experience for both you and Pat is that you started this conversation by saying a friend who had fibromyalgia,
mm-hmm.
And probably still has fibromyalgia today, just not dealing with the
absolutely
the major because
she looked 30 years younger, 16 years later.
Okay, see, maybe we should state that up front for people who are fairly new to this. If you've got something in your body, it doesn't just magically go away. But the beautiful thing about when we get back to nature and we get grounded with something as simple as just the magnetic line of solutions that Nikan has, when we experience that, our bodies all of a sudden, and maybe sometimes not all of a sudden for everybody, but they start to experience the way our body should be responding the way
right.
God designed us, and therefore the thing, the condition, whatever it is, we don't have to deal with the symptoms of that. We don't have to, you know, the agony of that. It just starts to correct itself when we get the proper sleep, when we get the proper water, and on and on and on. But I love the fact that you trusted your friend, much like the wake-up story video, that short, less than 4-minute video, illustrates
yes.
that it all starts with a friend.
Exactly. Well, and this is my friend Lisa, who, you know, introduced us to Nikan. Lisa and I had been best friends and still are today, and we had known each other since we were 13. So, you know, her concern for Pat was, you know, there's a joke about that Pat has two wives because, you know, Lisa is just, I mean, she is, you know, she's my soulmate. So when, you know, when Pat got hurt, actually helping her move, you know, her desire and her love of Pat is just, you know, phenomenal. And so her desire to help us, and I knew when she started telling me about this that, and she's extremely analytical, so I knew that what she was telling me was from the love of me and my family. And again, I think that's the huge part of Nikan, not to get sidetracked with the technology, but again, the five pillars, the humans being more, the desire from the heart to sincerely make a difference for another person.
You know, what you said, Suzanne, was so fantastic. It's amazing to me that, you know, friend to friend, you know, friends don't lie to friends normally, and, you know, you had a 20-year relationship or 25-year relationship with Lisa, and like you said, she was already analytical. She was working for her. And, of course, that's kind of the way we tell people. I said, look, it worked for me. Why don't you give it a shot? I mean,
mm-hmm.
And here I was, had been, you know, not open to things. And, of course, we run across a lot of people that are just not open to things because they've tried so many other things. And I tell people all the time, I said, there's a lot of junk on the market. And everybody wants your dollar. But as your friend, why in the world would I come to you and tell you and lie to you? You know, and it's kind of like your faith. You know, you can't take that away. You either believe or you don't believe. And if you believe, you know, no one's going to take that away from you. And if I use something, even if it worked placebo, and it worked, it still worked, you know, and that's okay. So anyway, all these things showed up at the door, and I called Suzanne at work, and she told me to shut up, and I was going to use it anyway, and she'd already bought it, and I was telling her to send it back, and we fought, she won.
Your story is almost literally synonymous of another couple that lives right there in Sugarland, good friends of ours, Roy and Joan Sagawa.
Yeah,
exactly. And he was a engineer with Exxon, and he knew how everything worked, especially magnetics. I mean, because they studied this kind of stuff as engineers, and he did the same thing. And I believe the first batch of stuff that Joan ordered, I think they did end up sending it back.
I think they did too. I think he and whoa, is that man analytical? Holy bejeebers! Yeah.
But when she finally convinced him, or I think she hid, I'm not sure how she did it, but got a pair of insoles into his golf shoes, and he hit the ball, you know, in his first drive several yards. We're talking dozens of yards further. He knew something was up, and that's when it started to chip away. And you get, if you think Roy's analytical, you get him together with some of his other engineer friends, and it's...
I can only imagine.
It's not... you know, as a promoter, supporter type personality, anyhow. So let's continue on here. You obviously got results.
I did, you know, but it didn't overnight. I have to caution people, not everybody. You know, when you know, the reason why the government or our medical communities, not the government, but, you know, they do studies. The reason why they do studies on products, medical products, or breakthrough in technologies, whether it be a drug or whatever, or a DME product, or you know, anything. The reason they do studies is because they want to find out how many people it helps more than placebo, and they also want to find out what the average time it takes for a product or a medicine to work on somebody. And you know, and when I read a study done by some group, some medical group, it usually talks about the population, how big the population is. It talks about the length of time that the average person gets results. Like, some people get results quickly. Some people get results way into the future. And then there's always an average. Well, you know, when Suzanne put all these technologies on me and got me sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad and comforter and pillow, I was just humoring her. Because, you know, we were arguing and fighting about it, and she said, look, you're going to use it whether you like it or not. And I said, well, okay. And she was putting magnets on my feet, which I couldn't feel, and my neck and my back. And, I mean, I was a walking magnet guy. I was complaining I was going to get stuck on the refrigerator.
Or the car.
Or the car. I mean, I was making all kinds of pot shot jokes. And 4 months into this program, I had not really noticed anything going on. Fortunately, Suzanne had noticed that I was sleeping better at night, and I wasn't reaching for the medication as often, but I myself was oblivious to what was going on until the fourth month. So 4 months had gone by, and I wake up one morning, and I'm sitting there looking at my left foot, and I'm actually able to move my foot and my toes on command.
Wow.
I'm actually able to tell my toes to move, and they move, which had not happened in 4 years and 4 months now. I mean, I had not had any movement down there at all that I could control. Occasionally, I'd get a twitch or a jerk, but no movement of any kind, and I'm just literally able to. And also, when I dragged my foot across the carpet, there was a little bit of feeling. It felt like sandpaper. But it was a feeling that I had not had. And it just, all of a sudden, after 4 months, I began to have this return of sensation. And that was a miracle. I mean, just literally a miracle, because up until this time, every medical professional we had gone to said it couldn't happen.
Hmm.
The scarring tissue in the nerve canal was too large, and that the signal was totally blocked, and it just wasn't going to happen.
And I would imagine there's probably a lot of explanations for the placebo effect that you experienced, Pat.
not too much, because I didn't believe. I didn't believe at all. So for me, that was one of the amazing points was, wow, this stuff is working. Anyway, I was thinking, now what if I had actually believed this might work? It might have been a shorter period of time. But since I was fighting against it so much and just trying to...
Well, unfortunately, right after that, we had another opportunity that was, you know, really literally brought Pat to his knees with the reference of, you know, the placebo effect. Because not too long after the scenario with his foot waking up, we had the opportunity to help a little girl that had cerebral palsy. And she was non-communicative, had a feeding tube. Her mother had to carry her around. She was 4 years old, only weighed 38 pounds. And Pat and I had the opportunity to loan this family a sleep pad. And we took some of the magnetic insoles, trimmed them down to fit her little tiny foot, put them in her shoes, and left the products there for her. And in about 2 weeks, her parents called us and said, you need to come visit us. And we thought we were going to just go get the products. Well, lo and behold, as we came up to their home, Pat knocked on the door. We went in. The mom called the little girl's name. And this little girl came crawling around the corner.
Wow.
And this little girl had been pretty much, you know, unable to do anything other than, you know, having the spasms. But,
well, let me go on, Suzanne. You know, she was in a failure to thrive mode. When the parents called us, they were desperate. Unfortunately, that happens a lot, you know. And of course, they had heard that I was getting better. Because, you know, as soon as I began to get feeling back in my left side of my body, Suzanne put me back into physical therapy. And we were working with a physical therapist that worked at a famous hospital down here in Houston called TEER. And they were working with magnetics now and physical therapy trying to help restore those signals. And, of course, the word was beginning to spread. And, of course, this gentleman had called and said, look, do you think there's any way it can help my little girl? And, of course, me being the skeptic I am, I said, listen, there's nothing 100%. I said, you know, and of course, it had taken a long time for me, 4 months before I saw anything, and now I'm in physical therapy again. And of course, it was almost like I was trying to say, don't get your hope up, which was kind of silly because everybody needs hope.
Sure.
And I was just like, I was trying to, you know, say, look, how in the world are we going to help this four-year-old little girl that's got all these challenges, that's unable to, you know, can't move very well, you know, can flail her arms but can't crawl, can't walk, doesn't talk. And Suzanne says, shut up, let's go try. And then I saw it. I mean, you know, it's one thing to have something happen to you. It's another thing to actually help somebody else.
Sure. It changes your perspective all of a sudden because...
Well, it goes from a mind to a heart.
There you go. There you go.
You know, and it just changes everything because, you know, when you see something that's phenomenal, you know there's no placebo. You know this little girl at 4 years old knew absolutely nothing that Suzanne had done for her. And you put products on there hoping that you're going to see something happen in a period of time. Because, again, going back to 4 months for me... Some people see results in a day or two. Some people never get results. You know, and so you're wondering how in the world can this help? And then you see this little girl that's so beautiful and so loving, with beautiful flowing red hair and just a perfect child that's not thriving. And you're hoping and praying that something's going to happen. And then a miracle happens within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and then she started thriving and got better, and then parents were actually able to put her back into a daycare situation where the mom was able to, she had been a stay-at-home mom, was actually able to go back to work. So what happened with that little girl was I saw two things happen. I saw a life changed for the better. And then I saw a family financial health change because the mom was actually able to go back to work.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pat, that phrase that you used, a failure to thrive environment, you in fact were in that same environment because your environment changed with the introduction of the solutions from Niken So it dramatically changed that, because we, as I was listening to the CD that I thought Suzanne had hosted this call, but in fact it was somebody else, that Roger Drummer was talking about. The CD is called A Wellness Journey, and I encourage everybody to get a copy of it. You just start looking around at the regular sources, Focus on Growth. Everybody should have it. Or it's on, if you go on to magneticleaders.com, Dave Johnson's website, you can download it for free, burn your own copy. As I've been told by these technical gurus like Angelique Edelin, who does this stuff all the time. But again, magneticleaders.com, and you can get this. But Wellness Journey is the title of the CD I was listening to yesterday by Roger Drummer. He talked about that when we experience the grounding that takes place with a magnetic energy as simple as what Nikan has, and I'm talking the insoles, the sleep system, the different, the seat, even a pet pad. We've seen that happen in our own family with all three of our daughters, how they thrive. It's not typical for an adopted child to not have night terrors. And we've been home now with Addie over a year and a half. She's woken up in the middle of the night twice. Well, from day one in her crib, she just moved to, last night was her second night on a big girl bed, and we just moved the pet pad right over to the toddler bed, and this kid is driving. But we provided the environment. I know that.
Congratulations on that too, by the way, Vance.
What's that?
Congratulations on the graduation to the big girl bed.
I'll let her know that she has now fans in Texas that are cheering her.
Yeah, that's huge.
With no adjustment period. It was, even the first nap was, no, Addie, lay down. You cannot get up. And it was amazing to see that. But once that environment has been improved, and Roger talked about that, with if the benefits that we get when we wear a bumpy shoe insert and what it does, that's magnetically designed. And he talked about the water and said, you can get clean water, you can get slightly alkaline water, you can get all these different forms of water, but if it doesn't have the magnetic energy in it, you're really doing yourself a disservice. We're the only ones that have the magnetic energy in the water.
And well, and of course you're talking about magnetics. Magnetics is I love magnetics because I've actually learned a little bit about them over the last 16 years. But I have to say that, magnetics are fantastic. I love them, but what Nikan has done as a company is creating that healthy environment with what you're talking about. Because when you're in a failure to thrive mode, and you can change your environment, and it's not just magnetics. Magnetics are a big portion, and they're certainly healthy for the body, and they help the body to function at a higher level and at a more natural level. But when you think about what they've done with the alkaline water that's perfectly structured, that's clean and safe for your family, when you think about creating a healthier air environment by pulling the contaminants out of the air so your allergies are better and you can breathe better and your body can absorb oxygen better, and then you think about the bed system where people can actually lay in a bed that literally forces the body to rest and recover, which is so important which is what was happening with me, because instead of reaching for painkillers all night long, I was actually sleeping at night because now my body was able to get into a recovery mode.
And it's the entry level into that REM stage is so it's accelerated. It literally is accelerated when any of Nikan sleep systems, but the Nature Rest that we've been enjoying for the last 4 years, boy howdy. I'll tell you, Shazam, Elmo, that's something to get excited about, because I have yet to find anybody that has made that investment in that Nature Rest sleep system. And I know you you both are got to be exactly like what Stacey and I have experienced. Every time Nikan's introduced something, it's an improvement on what they had. So we just take it at face value, or maybe we're just not smart enough to doubt it. I'm not sure, but we just make that investment, and we see the improvement. We see the change, the waterfall. I thought we drank a lot of water until we got that waterfall. Now it's just amazing how much we consume and how the kids they don't, I mean, we don't have to remind them. They just drink it. And it and it's all synergistically with the body. I want to ask, and I'm looking at the clock going, wow, that was a very, very fast conversation to cover so many different things. The girl with CP, that had to have been for you guys 16 years ago, had to have been the kind of a catalyst to say or force the question, what have we got our hands on? Was that, did that open the door to think maybe we could share this with other people, or?
Well, you know, Suzanne was wanting to do things with her best friend. And for her, it was an opportunity for her and her friend to see each other more often and actually began to do something exciting together. I mean, so often, how often do friends have a chance to really talk and see each other every day or every other day and actually build something together? And for her, it was that. For me, watching that little girl change her life was a game changer for me, because I knew that it didn't make any difference whether I believed or didn't believe. That girl didn't know what had happened, and then all of a sudden her life was changed. I saw several things happen. I saw the family financial change. I saw everything. And then Suzanne was saying, hey, you know, there's a business opportunity here with this company. Up at that time, we were just strictly focused on products for me. And Suzanne was thinking she could go out and help some other people because she was a nurse. And she's in that promoter supporter type role where she wants to just help people. But for me, I'm more of a type A. I'm more of a controller. I'm used to making money. I'm thinking, hey, if you could go out and help people, if you could change lives, if you could make a difference for somebody and also make a living at doing it, wouldn't that be wonderful? And if you could engage your friends and people that you know to join you in an opportunity of making a difference for other people, wouldn't that also be worthwhile? So I went through that transition. I said, hey, honey, I'd like to take a look at the business opportunity. And so fortunately, she did a smart thing. They called their upline. And their upline came over and talked about the business plan and how it worked. And they did an ABC, and I began to sit down and actually study how the company works and how the business plan works. And it wasn't rocket science. It was really simple. Go find three people that want to help three people that want to help three more people. And just go out and help a lot of people and engage people into your cause who want to make a difference for other people. And one of my causes was also making money, because I hadn't made any in almost 5 years now. I'm moving into 1998. As I'm going through this transition of had been over a year of me going through physical therapy, seeing this little girl stand and walk, studying the comp plan. I mean, I wasn't the sharpest knife in the drawer that just said, okay, this is a great business, let me jump right into it. On the other hand, Suzanne was smart. She went out and recruited 17 nurses. I thought that was pretty cool, and they were out helping people. And I'll never forget one day, I was opening up envelopes, and I found a check in the envelope from Nikon for $2,300. And I was going, wow, what is this? How'd you do this? And Suzanne was saying, well, you know those 17 nurses that I recruited? We've all been out helping people and making a difference for other people, and we moved a lot of product, and that's the result of doing that. And I said, $2,300 in a month? That's a lot of money. I mean, that's a lot of money. Especially if for a guy that hadn't had any income in a long time.
Sure.
I said, $2,300? I said, you know, if you could double your efforts and make $46,000, that would even be better, right?
Get to work, woman.
And I said, maybe I could help. And so, again, we weren't focused on becoming, you know, bazillionaires. You know, I had heard stories of people getting into network marketing and making a lot of money. But I have to be honest with you, I didn't think that was real.
Sure.
I thought that was the top 0.01% of people do that. I said, you know, if we could just make $1,000 a month, wouldn't it be nice to be able to pay a car note and maybe help pay a house note or pay a house note or apartment? You know, and If you made $1,000 a month, do you realize that's $12,000 a year extra income?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's huge.
And that's where we have to ask people, we get to ask people, what would you do with an extra $1,000 a month? What does that mean? What does that translate to you? And Pat, I have to, and Suzanne, for both of you, I have to ask, what are your thoughts on what we've experienced or the gift we were given a week ago with a completely overhauled compensation plan that makes it not only easier, but more attainable for the masses, because our culture has changed in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of industries that just have been so broadsided. And it's just amazing when I talk to people, the despondency and the overwhelming negativity, because they just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we have an opportunity to say, hey, our company responded to that.
Oh, isn't that awesome? I can't, you know, here's a company that I just, first off, here's a company that made technology that literally saved my life. And then a company that is taking a look, here it is, 16 years into this game with Neekin. They take a look at our comp plan and they say, hey, you know, it's 2012. What can we do to help that new person coming into the market that may be looking for not only a way to help other people, but also a generate an income? And, of course, you know, Neekin's comp plan, you can make an additional 5 or 10 or 20%. And they're saying, how do we help this person gain rank, but also gain money in their pocket and do it quickly? And so he came up with a way, and they said, look, let's lower these deals so make it easier for anybody. Nothing's easy in the world, but let's make it a much simpler. Let's take away all the things that are blockages, and let's just make it really simple. So if somebody coming into this Neekin game, at this point in time in 2012, we can make it easy because they can get to a level really quick. They can get to a 5% or a 10% or even a 20%. And they took out all the negative that you see sometimes or you hear about in network marketing. And they said, look, if you get to a rank, we're not going to take it away if you can't do something for 2 months. You know, if you get to a certain step in your life and something happens, you get sick and you have to take a step back, it's okay. We're going to be there to help you go. And I'm thinking, wow. And, you know, 1,500 points to get to senior and make an extra 5%. 4,000 points to get to executive level and make an extra 10%. And if you have 12,000 points, you get to the silver level, and you make 20%, and you can make that silver level over a period of 3 rolling months, 3 months. So you can help one person get to executive 1 month, another one the next month, and another the third month, and voila, you're silver.
Well, and that goes back to what you said a few minutes ago, Pat. You help three, and on and on and on. And that's the beauty of this when you break it down, is that if we can go find three people that we truly want to help, make an investment in their wellness for the future, because people spend hundreds and thousands of dollars. I know I've got all this trivial information up in my brain, but I know a few years ago there was a book, a children's book published called My New Mommy. And the reason why that book was published was because that year there were over 11 million cosmetic surgeries that took place in the U.S. that people spent millions, and it wasn't just ladies, it was men and women, but this book was written to help children cope with the fact that somebody's going to come home and they're going to look totally different than they did. Because, so My New Mommy, and I'm not making this up, this I actually saw this book.
11
and I thought,
million.
I thought, wow. Yeah, 11 million that year underwent a cosmetic surgery of some sort. And I'm not saying that those are all evil, because sometimes they're necessary.
No. Cosmetic surgery is great. You know, yeah. People are dealing with horrible issues or things that have really caused a lot of depression in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can correct that for a few hundred dollars or a few thousand dollars, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and so if people are making that investment, why would they not, again, looking back at your experience and your story and hearing the And you guys, I know it hasn't just stopped. It didn't stop with the girl with CP, and it didn't stop with the 17 nurses that you know that Suzanne.
Oh no, we've helped tens of thousands of people over the last 16 years because we're highly motivated. It comes from the heart and the brain.
Mm-hmm. And and you combine that with this again. I look at it as this gift we've been given with a new comp plan of, you know, 3 rolling months, 12K in volume, which, by the way, if you crunch the numbers, and Reed Nelson and I started getting really excited about this week when we started playing with the numbers, when it comes to the Vital Day Packs, the Vital Packs, the Day Pack and the Environmental Pack, that's really actually only 9,000 to get to silver because of the additional point spread that's associated with those packs. So an outlay or an investment total...
$9,000.
Yeah, $9,000 invested into those packs yields 12,000. That makes the silver, you know. And so when you start running with those numbers, it really gets to be fun because it's not about buying a garage full of products so you can get yourself to a rank.
Well, let me talk about that just for a minute, real quickly. You know, what you said is it's not about buying products. You know, here's our philosophy with Neekin. Get some products for your own personal use so that you can experience the product. And then go out and tell people what you experienced. So the risk is not in buying the product because the products work. You know, I have to go back to the studies. You know, they talk about all these clinical studies that they do, and if you look at the population of the study, it might be 300 people, or it might be 1,200 people, it might even be 12,000 people. Let me tell you what Neekin's study is. 37 years, 40 million people, $25 billion in sales. All word of mouth, which can be good or bad. That's our study market. I want to make sure you ought to get that again. 37 years, 40 million people, $25 billion. That's our study market. Do you think the products work?
Now, it's probably just like what you experienced and the girl with CP. It's just a placebo. You guys are just all brainwashed down there.
37 years, 40 million people, $25 billion. And they continue to make a difference in lives every single day. We hear the stories. My team, I pray, and I ask all my team to send me emails every day of experiences that they've had just so I can have a list of a list. And I look at that every day. And it's not that I share that list with the public. It's so that I know that I'm making a difference every day for somebody.
Well, a list of any size can be completely overwhelming, and I've got a list that I started collecting. Size, you know, font size 10. If I go any smaller, most people can't read it. But I've got over 100 pages, and I just started collecting those 4 years ago.
Well, you know, if you think about this for a minute, people say, "Well, you know, I've never heard of," and I go, "Okay." There's a lot of things I never heard of, you know, and I said, "But let me tell you what." You know, companies like Neekin live by word of mouth. And, you know, you hear about companies that go into business and go out of business every day. You see it in the retail area. You see it in network marketing companies. They're a dime a dozen. And I said, can you fool the public for 37 years? No. You know, if you're living by word of mouth, good and bad, if you got on the Internet and you started typing in Neekin, you'd see some people complaining about Neekin, and you'd see 20,000 pages of positive stuff, too, on top of that. But people have a tendency to look for the negative. They just do. Well, you know, there's negative in everything. But when I go back and I read the negative stuff, it's usually somebody that says, let me tell you why my deal is better than their deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, okay, so tell me how your deal is better than my deal. This company's been around 37 years and has helped 40 million people, and they continue to grow. I mean, we're not in a stalemated arena. With our comp plan changes and everything else, we're in a growth market right now. People are looking, first off, for performance, or they're looking for prevention, or they're looking to overcome a challenge, and everybody's looking for a way to make money.
Yep.
And here Neekin has got technology that helps the youngest to the oldest anywhere in the world because we're a global company. What's not to like?
Yeah. And that's some of the funny things, or it's not necessarily funny, but just the fascinating things to me is that there are people out there that, as you just said, they're looking to generate money. Now, and they're not of the mindset that it's going to be handed to them. It does take work on all of our part to do it. It's an age-old principle that if you work for something, then you should be paid for it. And we have an opportunity to show that to people, and it does take work. It doesn't happen easy, and it's just a matter of, as you just said, helping three people, help three people, on and on. Get products for yourself. Hook up with some of the Nikan solutions, and then share your experience, exactly like what you all have done. I have so enjoyed this conversation, Pat, Suzanne, and Suzanne, you've been quiet here because the boys have been hogging the phone here. Suzanne, does somebody have to be a nurse to do what you did?
No, not at all.
Did you and your 17 nurse friends, and I know they weren't all nurses probably, but maybe they were, did you explain a lot of how the technology worked?
No. You know, you have to realize, too, that this was 16 years ago when Nikan was just a magnetic company. So, you know, one of the products that we got lots of excitement and saw immediate results with people, of course, were the Mag Boys. Because, you know, there's not a whole lot of explanation to that. Rub it on there or spin it and, wow, they can move their shoulder, you know. Because a lot of my patients and families that we were working with, they were the elderly who their main complaint was the inability to move. And so, you know, that was the game changer at that time because you could see immediate results. So, no, you know, my best friend Lisa, who introduced us to this, she was in mortgage banking. She caused stress, as she said. You know, she was not in the stress-relieving business. So, no. And, you know, it's much easier to me now than it was then because there's other things besides the magnetics that you have to explain to people. Clean, safe drinking water, that's an easy thing to talk about, you know. Good food is easy to talk about.
Sure.
You know, we've recently had a new gentleman who's joined our business that lives in Chicago, and we've been helping him build his business, but it's opened my mind to the fact that for many years, you know, we've done this belly-to-belly business
mm-hmm.
and getting in front of people, the touchy-feely kind of thing, but what this has opened my mind to doing, again, is the power of calls, just like we're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
and again, the connecting through relationships that you trust, and sharing what's happened with different families. And in the last 3 months, this man has moved 18,000 points, and I've
wow.
never met this man. So it's opened my mind to, yes, you can make a difference for people, but you don't have to be sitting across the kitchen table.
And I want to pop in just a reminder. I've said this before, and anybody who's been on this call has probably heard me say this at least five or maybe a dozen times, that show me, not only in Nikan, but in the network marketing industry, show me across the board successful, I'm talking millionaire members, you know, whatever, they're called different things in different companies, but show me somebody whose sponsor is right next door. It's a rare exception to see a top-level leader whose sponsor is right next door or the person they're working with. Most of the people in the network marketing industry who are successful have learned how to figure out a way to, you know, dial it in and then go out there and run with it and have some fun.
Well, you know, and the world has made this easier. You know, when Pat and I first started, you know, doing this and the stigma of, oh my gosh, a three-way phone call, I mean, it gave Pat, you know, more pain. just the, oh my heavens, that phone weighs 5,000 pounds. But now, I think because of business, people are used to the bank doing three-way phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
Many times in the medical industry, three-way phone calls are made. You know, call a pharmacy and you're calling for someone else. You've got to get that person on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the three-way phone call has also, you know, it's a cool thing. Hey, I got a friend, let me get him on the phone. Okay, fine. You know, the stigma of, oh, you're creepy, you're getting into my business, that kind of thing. That stuff has gone, you know, by the wayside. So it's made the getting somebody else in a conversation over a phone that you've never met before, that seems to be much easier too.
And there's simple techniques that you learn over time that are part of the process that, you know, and I think that, again, I remember something that I learned a couple weeks ago, that 100 years ago, you go back to 1912, in this country, 95% of the population were entrepreneurs. 95%. And today, that number is switched exactly the opposite. And that's a tragedy, in my opinion, because I truly believe that if all of us have an individual fingerprint, that all of us should have the opportunity to use the talents and the God-given ability that we have to go make something. And Nikan's given us an incredible opportunity. And you guys are perfect, y'all are perfect examples of it.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, you know, it's funny you say that. I have to say 16 years into this game of Nikan, and I call it a game because it really is. It's just talking to people and sharing what you know and saying, hey, look, it worked for me. You ought to try it. And then just keeping it simple. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't have to be a nurse. You'd have to be somebody that's just used the technology and said it's worked for me. But, you know, there's so many people that are looking for our products. There are, you know, and, of course, with the personal web pages on the Internet now, doing more and more Internet shopping. And, honey, that's for you.
Okay.
And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing to me that things are changing. And, of course, you know, Nikan is fortunately for us because we chose to do this as a pathway. It's helped our kids to go to. We paid for their college education, and you know, Nikan has been very gracious in their income spread that we've been able to afford to buy cars and actually help pay for our house and you know, we've been doing this full time now with Nikan, and it's been a great ride for 16 years. And of course, I'm looking forward to the next 16 years. I don't feel like I'm going to run to another company. I think this is the place for me to stay. As long as this company continues to make changes and make products that are just life-changing, why would I even look at another company? And, you know, and I tell people all the time, because people come to us all the time are just so unhappy with the companies that they've chosen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, 37 years, 40 million people later, you know, this is a great company to be with. We are a global company. You can spread into other countries. You can do it on the Internet. You can do it face-to-face. You can do it just any way you want to. And it all starts with just joining and getting a few products for your own personal use to help your family, to create a better environment. Keep the description of the product simple. Water is clean and safe for your family. I think that's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a healthy environment, taking the pollutants out of the air so people don't have allergies and can breathe better. You don't have to make medical claims. Using magnetics anywhere on your body, guess what? Discomfort goes away. Bodies perform at a higher level. It's proven technology. Just use it.
And
sleeping in a bed that forces sleep.
Yeah, Pat, what I so appreciate about what you just said, and we need to wrap this up because, well, for you guys have donated almost an hour of your time, and I only asked for about 40.
Sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize at all. We tend to get cranked up and excited about what we start talking about.
I get excited about what I'm talking about. You're right. I'm passionate about it. It's changed my life and helped so many people. Why shouldn't I be?
But, you know, your simple numbers of what we've been given, because you can't look back over 37 years that Nikan's been in existence back to 1975 and you look at those numbers. That's a lot of people. I mean, that's a lot of people. We can't be wrong on that. So I just want to, again, thank you guys for taking time. And for as a reminder, it's Pat and Suzanne Truax have been our guests this morning, and I always have to say that because I get so many people that jump on the call late or miss part of the first, you know, the interview, and they want to know who it is they're listening to, because you guys are celebrities. You're part of the Wall of Fame up at Dennis and Roo's house. I remember having dinner with you a couple years ago, and looking at that wall and going, wow, this is part of the group that Dennis and Ruth have helped become millionaires, just a few of their friends. And you can't say that about a lot of things in life. It definitely doesn't exist out in the corporate structure, I know for sure. But again, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for your insight, your knowledge, so much training information that you just passed on to the group here. And want to remind folks, if you know somebody, because all of us know somebody with a back issue. All of us know somebody, I mean, I cannot believe how many people I come across all the time who have been in an auto accident. This call, this conversation has been recorded, and it's available. All you got to do is go to www.saturdayamlive.com. That's www.saturdayamlive.com. And you just scroll down to you'll see Pat and Suzanne Truax's name in bold red letters, and just click right there, and away you go. And again, as a reminder, you can take that link once it starts playing, and you can copy and paste that link right into an email. So you don't even have to tell people to go to this site. You just can send them the link, and it'll play right from their computer. And with technology that we have today, most people, unless your name is Vance Rogers and you're still using an archaic antique phone, because I like it and I want to use an archaic antique phone, so please don't beat me up for that anymore. Yes, I have some issues I'm dealing with. Anyways, most people have phones today that they literally can plug in a set of headphones and right there from their phone listen to this type of conversation. And, you know, who knows? It may be the help to solidify them making a decision. So, again, Pat and Suzanne, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Vance.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it greatly.
See you later.
I look forward to seeing you both in October at the Leadership Conference. So
we'll be
there.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Have a great weekend, everyone, and look forward to talking to you real soon. So talk to you later. Bye-bye, everyone.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.